Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 26, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook X, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or also follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. NFL Week 5 came out a little bit more clear on where teams are at, but also a lot of injuries going on, and trades are beginning to happen. And join us all the way from Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. Sad Monday, but I'm real happy though with the Guardians winning the divisions. I mean, amazing. The Browns lost, but the biggest thing in Cleveland is the buzz for the Guardians. I mean, they made history being a 15 and a half games back just in July, and they came back and won the division. So pretty impressive. This could be a team of destiny. I mean, even yesterday, they had nothing to play for. They announced that they won a division, and they're down late in the game, and they hit a walk-off three-run homer and won the game yesterday. I mean, truly remarkable.
Can you tell us what happened with the Guardians? How did they start the season, and how did they get to the playoffs right now?
Yeah, it was an up and down season. I mean, they went on a skid where multiple couple times that they lost like 10 in a row, and then they just got a hot streak, you know, and you know, they had a pretty good squad. I mean, they lost two of their best pitchers. I mean, their closer in Clase and their opener Ortiz for gambling. There's investigation. So, and then they got rid of their pitcher, Bieber. One of their best pitchers, Cy Young Award. So, I mean, this was a team that was kind of deflated. I mean, it was like, oh, on the next year. I mean, multiple times during the year, it's like, well, we're not making the playoffs. I mean, it's not going to happen. And they just have a grit about them. They play, they call it guards ball, you know, just little dink and dunk singles. I mean, they don't have score a lot of runs, but they're winning by pitching right now. Their starters and closers are playing great. And excited to see they have the series with Detroit here. And it's going to be fun.
It should be quite something. There's still a couple more teams still left to make the postseason, I believe. The Mets are out. That's the story. A lot of spending, but they're not in the playoffs postseason. So we'll see what happens in October. That's baseball all month. I actually watch more baseball in October than any other month. So I'm looking forward to what happens. Marlins are not in, so they're definitely going to wait till next year. Let's look for breaking news this morning. Cleveland Browns are trading for Texans tackle Cam Robinson for a swap of late round picks in 2027. Dan, what can you tell us about that? Is that something that you're pretty happy about? Does that move the needle?
Well, I mean, they do need some help. I mean, they got a little banged up on the offensive line this year, some injuries. So I imagine they made this move to get a little more depth on the offensive line and give a little more protection. You know, if Flacco is going to be the guy, it could change. We'll see if they make a move there. But hopefully this helps get a little more protection for sure.
Robinson started the first game of the season for Houston, but was replaced by Arisay in week two. While he played select snaps on special teams in week two and three, Robinson was inactive for the Texans' Sunday victory over the Titans. So he wasn't really playing much toward these past couple of weeks. Quite interesting. He was a second round pick in 2017. Robinson played all of his first seven seasons with the Jaguars, but he was traded to Minnesota midway through the 2024 season when the club lost tackle Christian Dorisaw to a year-ending injury. So you brought up a little bit about Joe Flacco. He's played already four weeks, only one win for the Browns. What's going on there? And do you – I mean, you're pretty much decided they should move on to one of the rookies of the Browns, yeah. Gabriel Dellen or Shedeur Sanders. But what is going on with the quarterback issue with the Browns?
Yeah, so they definitely need to make a move. I mean, coming into the season, I thought they should have went with Flacco being a veteran, which how difficult their first five games are or so. He just continues to be a turnover machine. I mean, he just this last game, he just kind of throws the ball up there in enemy grounds, and he is not really mobile. He's not able to extend plays with his legs. So, you know, he's not getting it done. I think they need to move on to a rookie, just see what they have, see what Dylan Shador has for the future, because the defense can keep him in pretty much any game. The receivers aren't helping him either. I mean, they did have some drops this past week, but I do think they need to go with Dylan Gabriel. He's second on the chart. And the quote that the coach said this past week is leads me to believe he's leaning towards that way. Stefanski doesn't like to show his cards, but he's often said, no, I'm not ready to make that move. And he kind of left that open. He pretty much says, you know, we have to figure out things as a team. And he didn't deny, or he didn't agree that Flacco was going to be the quarterback next week. So that leads me to believe he's going with someone else and doesn't want to disclose that right now.
The two-time coach of the year, Ron Stefanski, said this morning, my focus is on making sure this offense plays better. That's pretty generic, but you,
right. Yeah,
you can read between the lines. He might do the switch this week.
It sounds like that. It really does. It sounds like he's leaning that way. And I think you need to, I think the offense needs a spark. I mean, I've been saying if you're going to go with Flacco, at least put some packages in for these other guys to get at some more explosive plays.
Which is what the Giants did before Jackson Hart started. I think he played a few reps in the regular season games. And of course, everyone plays preseason. The next two games is against Minnesota and the Steelers. Minnesota's a winnable game, you think?
I think so. I mean, I really do. I mean, that's why I feel London. That. Yeah. Yeah. Early start. Yeah.
That's a neutral ground. That is a winnable game. Mr. Maddie.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy what I'm seeing with the run game. Jenkins looks good. I mean, the receivers are just making some bad drops. And I think the defense overall is playing at a high level. They gave up a lot more points this past week. The first half looked good, but they just kind of fell apart. And it's got to be discouraging for a defense to get hyped up when you're not moving the ball offensively. The first drive looked really good. I'm like, who is this Joe Flacco? You know, I mean, they look great, and it just kind of stalled from there. So it's got to be frustrating. It seemed like the body language for Myles Garrett on the bench and stuff. It's like, you know, what are we doing here? You know, I mean, we can't move the ball. And, you know, so I think that has something to do with it. And, you know, they scored the special teams, you know, missed field goal again, punt return, you know, so that's a big swing. And they scored a lot of points off turnovers. I mean, you have two interceptions, you know, that's the game. So.
Yeah, quite something with the Browns. Who do you think is your top receiver? Is it a Jerry Jeudy or is it
Jeudy? Boyd looked good, and the rookies are playing good. I mean, Boyd looked good with Junkins at running back, and then they the tight end that they got from Bowling Green has been playing well. He did have a critical drop, and Njoku, he's not really available. I'm not seeing much of him.
Two receptions, 11 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Harold Fannin has been getting a lot of touches. So they need to try to get Njoku the ball a little bit more because, I mean, he was a force for the last couple of years.
Flacco, two interceptions. Is that a red flag for you or, hey, that's common?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it seems like every week. And they're just not. It's just terrible. He just threw it up and there was no one there. I don't know if it was miscommunication, but he just kind of heaves it and just prays that one of his guys are going to catch it. It's just, I think it's time. And it just seems like he's disengaged too. They put him on the sideline. There's like no emotion. He's just sitting there like he's on his couch or something. I mean, I don't know. I think he may have lost the locker room in a sense too. I mean, just the vibes. I mean,
yeah,
I think they just need a spark. Like, to get.
Yeah, there might be something going on internally. Maybe I mean, like if you're seeing some like not much motivation from a quarterback, especially Flacco. He's 40 years old, has experience, but maybe he's trying to throw in the towel. Hey, it's my retirement season.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Injuries is coming up. I usually see week two or three before it really hit hard. Giants star Malik Nabers out for a season due to an ACL injury. He had a good quarter with the rookie quarterback, Jackson the Dart. But, you know, hey, what do you expect from the Giants without Malik?
Yeah, that's tough for, you know, Dart coming in as the new guy. You know, you want a weapon like that. So that hurts. You know, you hate to see a guy of that caliber get hurt for the season. So someone else is going to have to step up to be his go-to.
And also when it comes to injuries, we got Lamar Jackson. He's out with a hamstring. That's not as bad as like an ACL tear, but
hamstrings lingering though. I mean, that's a lingering injury that it's hard to come back 100%, especially the way he is agile and moves and stops on the dime. I mean, you got to believe that would affect that on his return. And if he does come back, how much is he going to be limited?
Would you rather start Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley?
Yeah, no, I was looking to see, you know, it's.
I would say Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I would say him for sure. He's listed as the backup number two, I think. So, I mean, probably him.
Did well with the Cowboys. So we'll see what happens with the Ravens. But we got to recap week four. Later, let's go into the first game of this recap. Steelers and Vikings in Dublin. Dan, this game was pretty exciting, actually. The Steelers are looking good. Pittsburgh's defense dominated, 6 sacks, 2 takeaways, and the run game woke up. Vikings battered, offensive line couldn't protect. What's your thoughts over Dublin?
Yeah, no, Steelers are playing a really high level right now. Their defense is swarming. I mean, they've been putting a lot of pressure on the Vikings. And Rodgers looks like he's got his new number one receiver in Metcalf. I mean, getting the ball to him. And they ran their version of the tush push. I don't know if you saw, there's kind of memes going all around. Like, Rodgers is just kind of standing there, like, acting like, you know, just in the backfield. And they're like, hey, is he going to get the ball? He wasn't even acting like he was going to get it, and then they did the push and got it. So, but yeah, no, the Steelers are a force in the AFC. That's for sure.
Definitely a force to be reckoned with. Commanders lose against Atlanta. Atlanta came back because the week before they lost by 30-0 against the Panthers, but Atlanta's offense finally erupted. Bijan 181 scrimmage yards, Penix over 300. Atlanta's, woken up, of course. You know, Commanders had some missing players too.
Yeah, no, great game for Penix. Kind of a bounce back game. I mean, he started the year off decent, but then kind of went in the tank a little bit. But definitely good to see him put up those type of numbers, because you know he has some ability. It just hasn't reached his max potential yet. And this was a game that he looked good.
Jackson Dart and his start for the New York Giants. Dual threat debut and fierce pass speed rusher. LA Chargers had injuries, but it was an interesting game. I mean, and everyone picked the Chargers, but the Giants came through with their new quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming, particularly with the Chargers defense. You know, with the way they played defensively, with I figured they'd confuse Jackson Dart a little bit. But Jackson Dart, I mean, is just a class act guy. I wish the Browns would have drafted him. I mean, he was on my mock draft hopefuls for the Browns to get, just because, I mean, he plays with heart and fire and just a class act guy. In the interview, he talks well. He just said, you know, I want to give a shout out to Russ for, you know, this was a tough week for him. And, you know, he had humility and this and that. So I love how he battles, gives the dual threat, running the ball. And I think he's going to be a definite franchise guy for the Giants. I think they found it.
There you have it. Let's go Titans, Texans, 26-0. Houston, finally win. And they had a good rookie. Our running back, William Marks, broke out. Tennessee's offense and tackling unraveled. Could not pull through.
Now, did Callahan get fired yet, or did the coach get fired yet, or
not yet?
No, it has to be coming. I mean, his seat's getting real hot. But but Texas, you know, they got back in the win column. Still some problems. I mean, offensive line struggle a little bit. I mean, Stroud's running for his life at times, so that needs to be fixed. But you know, the run game looked good, and you know, big win. You know, if Texas lost this game, I mean, you knew Houston had big problems if they lost this.
Big problems. Eagles has not won in Tampa in a while, but they defeated the Buccaneers soundly, 31-25. Philly nearly squandered a 24-3 lead thanks to two long Buccaneer touchdowns and a cold second half, but held on late. Eagles are still undefeated, 4-0.
Yeah, no, Baker never really quits, though. I mean, they got behind it early, and they kept battling, but just wasn't enough. Eagles, you know, they're still the favorites, but I'd have to say I think Ibuka for Tampa is probably in the running for offensive player of the year, rookie of the year, rather, because he's unreal. I mean, he's going to be a big weapon for Baker moving forward.
I think Tampa has some good future for this season. We'll find out. Eagles, best team in the NFC, Dan?
I would say so, yeah, at this point.
We'll see what happens. Patriots win. I think there's a number two, their number one win of the season so far. No, number two, because they beat Miami. But now they definitely were able to beat Carolina Panthers. This game was pretty big. Mr. Jones, Marcus Jones, had an 87-yard punt. Touchdown, flipped the game. Patriots RB split steady, and after last week's fumble.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised to see the Patriots score that many points. Usually they're not like an offensive juggernaut. So that was surprising. Panthers, you know, just struggled in this one, that's for sure.
Stephon Diggs went over 100 receiving yards, converting critical third, fourth the downs. Mike Vrabel is coming through. I was a little bit worried about him, but I think things are starting to gel for him a little bit better. Bills, one of the best teams in the AFC against the worst team, the Saints. Sloppy Bills had 11 penalties, Dan, and still pulled away. James Cook, who had a new contract, extended his touchdown streak at Buffalo, moved to 4-0.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're going to have to clean that up. I mean, luckily they were playing the Saints, the miserable Saints, with that many penalties, but play some better teams. I mean, they're obviously going to have to play better, but this game, you knew it wasn't going to be a game. That's for sure.
Browns, Lions, Midwest game going on here. Detroit controlled it behind St. Brown and Gibbs. Cleveland sunk by Flacco's turnovers and offensive line issues. Versus Hutchinson. Dan, you have the floor.
Yeah, I texted my buddies that are Lion fans. I texted them there that said that Flacco was their best player because he gave them like 10 points early on with turnovers. But the Browns hung around. You know, I was cautiously optimistic early on, but that changed quickly with just turnovers. I mean, they were dropping passes, just sloppy. I mean, they had the chance to extend drives, big plays, and you know, hitting receivers right in the hands, and it goes through them. So those are drive killers, and you just can't get ahead of it. Penalties, missed field goal. Defensively, I just think they let down a little bit, playing a little tired, discouraged. So, like I said, I do feel moving forward they need to make a change with Dylan Gabriel or even Shador. See what he's got.
Wow,
you got these Shador. Guys. You got, yeah, people are calling for it. But, you know, you have to see what these guys have. Don't let this season get away from you. Maybe they give a Jackson Dart, you know, give a spark to the team, get new fire, get some wins. Because, you know, if we don't know what they have this year, you know, you're probably going to get a top pick next year. You got all these picks. We need to get a quarterback. So now's the time to see what you have for the future.
Did you know
I'm hearing I'm hearing rumors not that I want this, but Watson put some stuff out there on Instagram that there could be a chance that he's ready to play in October. Wow. So
no way.
I mean, is he ready? Is he going to be ready? And they make a change, you know, they're going to, if he's healthy, they got him $100 million. Not for it, but is that in the cards?
That will stir the pot, Dan, for sure. We're not ready for him yet. All right. Did you know you can steal play calls legally in the NFL? Well, Robert Saleh doesn't like it. He thinks the Jaguars, one of his their coaches, are stealing the plays and the play signs. But the Jaguars were able to beat the Niners 26-21. First loss for the Niners. Huge win for the Jaguars in San Francisco. What were your
So there's big rumblings with the 49ers. They're not happy with Purdy right now at all. I mean, they had a couple turnovers, a fumble. So really sloppy game. And I mean, his job might be on the hot seat. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But, big win for the Jaguars.
Kyle Shanahan's first choice was Mac Jones.
And Mac Jones looked good before when they had him in. So I think Purdy's going to be on a short leash. Hard to think that based on the player he was.
And plus that new contract you got this past summer. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people get these contracts, and I don't know if they just kind of loose. I don't have nothing to prove. I got my money type vibe, but he doesn't seem like that kind of guy going from Mr. Irrelevant to what you have now. So you think that there'd be some pride there.
Quite something. Let's go to Los Angeles. Puka Nacua torched Indy, Indianapolis Colts. First loss to Daniel Jones. And Tutu Atwell sealed it with an 88-yard touchdown. Colts battered. They're down to earth. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so the big story out of this one, I forget the receiver's name, but he had a touchdown and he dropped the ball like kind of pre-celebrating for the Colts. So that would have been another touchdown for him, and actually was a touchback. That was kind of the big story and blasting on social media, this guy. Unfortunate for them. But, Colts, I mean, they hung around. I mean, I think Daniel Jones, they got their quarterback, so. But good win for the Rams.
Good test for the Colts. See where they're at. Because maybe it was too good to be true, but we'll find out next week how they do. The Bears, Raiders, Bears second win in 2 weeks. Chicago's defense forced 3 picks and blocked the game winner. Bears still need a run game fix after a mid-game OL checkup. The Bears beat the Raiders by 1 point.
Yeah, no, great defense, good special teams. Williams is looking good. When they had the ball at the end, he has that kind of Mahomes vibe, like you know that they're going to do something with his legs that they're going to have a chance to win if they keep it close with the ball at the end of the game.
Are the Chiefs back? They beat the Ravens 37-20. The Chiefs, Xavier Worthy coming back.
Yeah.
His speed unlocked Casey's offense. This wasn't the missing ingredient they missed the past 3 weeks. Injury riddled Baltimore fell to 1-3, and Ravens are 2-2.
Yeah, no, I think the Chiefs' offense is back. With Worthy being back, I mean, it gives them that speed, that flashy speed that they've been missing. Are for sure going to be favored now in the AFC. Unfortunate for the Ravens. I mean, their record right now, I mean, who would think? And with the hurt, it's going to be a struggle for sure.
I think the Ravens might be the drop this year. They might not be.
I don't know how you could recover. I mean, I would think he would be out a couple games. Two, three weeks.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a big drop. And then when he comes back, I doubt he's going to be 100%. Those hamstring injuries are
very lingering. A hard stop. They keep going unless you really take care of it, like Tom Brady. The Ravens defense is not what they used to be.
No, that's what's surprising. They're giving up a lot of points, and they were always known for their defense.
Yeah. Where's Ed Reed? Packers, a tie. When was the, Dan, The tie hasn't happened since 2022 in the NFL. Packers tied the Cowboys 40-40. Brendan Aubrey and Brandon McManus traded short field goals in overtime. And Parsons, who came back to Dallas, only sacked played a role in keeping Dallas out of the end zone in the extra period of 44 tie. This game was, it was good, but it was a tie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know where all these points came from, because I like went to bed and the Cowboys had like 3 points. I'm like, man, this is, am I watching the Guardians game here or something? I mean, and then I woke up and I'm like, 40-40, where in the world all these points come from? So it just turned into offense explosion in the second half. But yeah, no, shocking for the Cowboys game. And Micah Parsons, I saw the highlights that he tackled Dak before he went in the end zone there. So that kind of saved the Cowboys could have won that.
Cowboys could have won it. Now, the Packers, they had an L against the Browns. This week, a tie. What should we think of the Packers? We thought a couple weeks ago they might be the best team, but are they in trouble?
Yeah, no. We were calling for them to go undefeated a couple weeks ago, and the tables kind of turned. So, yeah, no, there's definitely some problems there, particularly defensively. I mean, to give up 40 points like that, especially bringing Parsons in, I mean, that's got to be concerning if you're a Packers fan.
And Cowboys, are they in the upswing? Well, they lost last week against the Bears, but this is kind of a win for them in a way.
No, yeah, no, it is. It is. They could be, but, you know, like we always talk about the Cowboys, let's see how they play, you know, at the end of the year.
That's where it counts. And I think this is like the most unpredictable in the NFC East or all the NFL. You don't know what's going to happen with the Cowboys. And interesting, because I saw an interview right before the game with Jerry Jones. He said that in order for us to win a Super Bowl, we had to let go of Micah Parsons. Kind of a little quick synopsis from that. So it's quite interesting how he was okay with that trade, even though he could have got more if he did it back during the draft. But, you know.
Right, exactly.
Who knows? If they win the Super Bowl, this will all be forgotten, I guess. We have one more game tonight. None of these teams have won. The New York Jets at Miami, the Dolphins. Dan, who you have tonight? It's going to be, this win is needed by both teams. Maybe more for Miami and McDaniel than the Jets. I think Aaron Glenn just got there, so maybe he still has a huge grace period, but not so much for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a toss-up, but, you know, I think it's in Miami at Dolphins. I think that gives them a little edge, so I'm going to go with the Dolphins on this one.
I say the Dolphins. McDaniel kept it close with the Buffalo a week ago, so I think – he could bring that momentum in for tonight. It is humid in September, so I think Miami has the upswing. We'll see how Tua does with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Those guys need to show up. I think Waddle, I don't know if he's still injured, but I got to check the injury report. But there you have it tonight, Jets and Dolphins. And, of course, we talked about the Browns and everything else. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Guardians and maybe the Browns in that same conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can reach me on X, Danimal2478, Facebook, Dan Madden, or if you're looking for something different for my day job, Dan the Funeral Man on TikTok. I almost got 10,000 followers, so we're really growing people interested in the topic in death care and do some fun things on there as well, so check me out.
Now, for the wild card, do you think Guardians can beat the Tigers?
I do. Yeah, I think, they're all at home, so I like our chances with that. They need to get the bats going a little bit, but they find a way towards the end to get some hits. So I like the Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians have a shot. That's what Dan says. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on Instagram, Threads, and X. And if you guys are wondering, the wild card, it is a best of three series. So it's not a one-off. It's best of three. So home field goes to Cleveland, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep. Yeah, they've got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday day games, 108. So I might have to talk to my boss to let me watch it at work. Oh, wait, I am the boss.
You are the boss. You might have some leeway. You might have some leeway. But – it's interesting. I have to do more research. Why do baseball games get scheduled during the day? I guess people had time at work back in the day.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, and a lot of the games are at night, but I think Detroit Cleveland is kind of a low market teams. That's my hunch that they put unfortunately those games during the day. Yeah.
Even though Cleveland, I think, was one of the first MLB teams. So
quite
something. Well, there you have it, Dan.
Alrighty.
Sportscast week four. Great. This was your update.